It's usually the zingers that get lots of talk the day after.
I knew Jack Kennedy. Jack Kennedy was a friend of mine. Senator, you're no Jack Kennedy.
I will not make age an issue of this campaign. I am not going to exploit, for political purposes, my opponent's youth and inexperience.
SMU communication professor Dan Schill says,
Generally, focus groups don't like it when the candidates go after one another. They want to hear positive plans for America's future. They want to hear sort of specifics about what the candidates will do to make their lives better.
He spoke to us from Ohio, where he and Professor Rita Kirk are setting up for tonight's town hall-style debate. They have been putting response meters into the hands of undecided voter focus groups since 2007.
So what happens is at the end of an hour of training, the participants tell us that dialing is second nature. You turn the dial to the left if you don't like it. You turn it to the right if you do like it. And you keep the dial straight up and down if you're neutral.
Last week, they were in Virginia with a group watching the vice presidential debate.
Last week's debate had more low moments than any other focus group that we have conducted before. And certainly, it was had a lot of back and forth. It also had a lot of attacking.
These are from your own actuaries.
More people signed up for Medicare Advantage after the change. Nobody is.
Mr. Vice President.
The top positive moments in this debate cycle?
Overhead is overwhelming. We got to get those dollars back to the states and go to the workers so they can create their own pathways to get in the training they need for jobs that will really help them.
Life begins at conception. That's the church's judgment. I accept it in my personal life. But I refuse to impose it on equally devout Christians and Muslims and Jews. I just refuse to impose that on others.
The Meter Project is a collaboration between SMU and CNN. Emily Troop, News Radio 1080 KRLD.